The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices.
All right, we're back. Well, thank you, Freedom Forum, for doing this. They posted that Liz Wheeler's story from One American News. Thank you, guys. Appreciate that very much. Well, you know, you're not getting this on the American News, folks. You know, I asked the question. I had Harley Schlanger on yesterday. And we were talking about, among other things, you know, this invasion and who's making it possible, bringing all these poor refugees into their country. And if you notice, folks, it's never talked about, well, let's stop waging war on these Middle Eastern countries so the people feel that they have to flee. And what a perfect excuse. Oh, these poor people. Yeah. Well, if we stopped doing what we were doing, we wouldn't have so many of these poor people. And I was talking about Angela Merkel yesterday. Well, and this was not a planned protest, folks. It's a spontaneous protest that popped up in a German city. And they've had it with the violence. I mean, the stuff that these poor refugees are doing to their host country and their people is almost beyond belief. Well, it is beyond belief to most Americans because they don't know about it. Why? Because it's not being reported. That's why. The East German city of Chemnitz has so far seen 2 days of street protest after a man stabbed by two Middle Eastern migrants died in a hospital. Daniel Hillig, a 35-year-old married German-Cuban, was stabbed early in the morning on Sunday after the conclusion of a street festival. The altercation, which supposedly occurred by a cash point, I don't know exactly what that is, reportedly left two men in their 30s hospitalized with stab wounds and resulted in the arrest of a 22-year-old Syrian and a 23-year-old Iraqi. Now, Hillig is reported to have supported leftist causes on social medias, including the violent communist group Antifa, which is the correct, that's correct. It's the communist group Antifa. Thank you very much for somebody finally phrasing it correctly. Regardless, the event proved a tipping point for thousands of concerned and angry citizens who took to the streets in protests, which, rather than abating, only grew stronger by the second day, catching police a little bit unprepared. Originally organized by the local far-right football club, I like how they use far-right, these are people that just want to live in peace, folks. And somehow they're the extreme. The demonstrations reported to be overwhelmingly male, including members of the mainstream nationalist Alternative for Deutschland, or the AfD party, the nationalist anti-Islam movement, and the far-right NPD. All these little things, all these little tags that people are hung with. because they don't want any more people in their country that don't respect their culture, don't respect the laws, and don't respect anything, and think that they can do anything and Islamicize everything. Oh, they're doing this. Oh, you know, this is, yeah, no. When you commit criminal acts, don't claim that anything religious. Please don't. You're a criminal. You're committing criminal acts against people of your host country. And they've given you everything that they can give you. But you want more. And evidently, you want some German blood. Protesters carried German flags, signs that read, "Stop the refugee flood, defend Europe," and chanted slogans including, "We are the people, this is our city, Germany for Germans, foreigners out," and the, wait for it, "End the lying press." A few gave the illegal Roman salute. Some reportedly chased suspected foreigners and clashed with police and left-wing counter-protesters who yelled and carried signs against Nazi and Nazi propaganda. The demonstrations received near-universal condemnation from Germany's political and media classes, including outlets such as the Local Germany and Spiegel Online, which called it reminiscent of the situation during the Weimar Republic. The protests were condemned by Chemnitz mayor, the Saxony state premier Angela Merkel's spokesman Stefan Siebert, in the strongest possible terms, adding that vigilante justice cannot be tolerated, and Merkel herself, who stated that they have no place in a constitutional democracy. Now, there's one I have not heard come out of the lips of that communist, a constitutional democracy. Meanwhile, AfD MP Markus Frommeier observed on Twitter that if the state can no longer protect the citizen, then people will go on the streets and protect themselves. The AfD received almost a quarter of the vote in Chemnitz last year and has become the main opposition party in the German parliament, and its support on the failure of Merkel's policies, which included allowing in over 1 million migrants since 2015. And allowing the German state to crack down on patriotism and speech critical of Islam and immigration, and cover up crimes by foreigners. Now, here again, who are the globalists? Who are the people that are in control of the governments and the medias themselves? Well, I would expect them to come out. And yes, these are not Islamist folks. These are young criminal migrants. I don't want to call them immigrants because they didn't even follow any immigration policy of trying to vet and ferret out bad guys. Didn't even take place. They just show up in clumps, okay? They show up in a sea of humanity. And the people of Germany, not only Germany, in France, in Norway, in Sweden, the people are tired of this, but the official version that keeps getting pumped out is that, there's nothing really critical of these people. Folks, there have been probably France had its last public execution by guillotine in 1939. And they figured that would be the most horrendous penalty that you could ever do to another human being. But in 1939, they stopped cutting people's heads off in public. But this is the most egregious act that can be performed on another human being. Some might argue, it could be prolonged torture or whatever the case may be. Yeah. But cutting off a head, that's a statement. And this is what's been going on with some of these migrants to the host countries, to their people. Rapes. If they don't like what a woman says or does in their own country, they rape her or kill her. But do not forget what is at the root. While all this stuff is going on, and you're distracted by the stories and the different comments and the different political machinations that are going on, what is at the heart of this is Balkanizations of various countries. That's the bottom line. Their culture, their society is not to remain intact. And at the time, on the heels of the greatest robbery in human history, that's right, the 2008 takedown by the banks worldwide, and their little Ponzi schemes, and nobody went to jail over that, except in Iceland. It's not a country that I view their political process of being anything even close to what we're supposed to have in this country, but at least they did the right thing. They called into question the people that made this possible, got them into court, found them guilty, and put them in jail. End of story. That's what should have happened worldwide. But this is part and parcel of the globalist program to destroy countries. They tried to destroy continental Europe, for gosh sakes, with the European Union. We saw how well that didn't work, and what the arm twisting at the behest of the central banks, the IMF, and the damage that they're doing. Countries are still reeling to this day, including this one, at the hands of these damn bankers, the ones, the architects, going back years to the global government scheme. Let us not forget this. And of course, in this country, we have to have the communists that have been running around under the umbrella of protection. They call it the left. They call us the right. Left and right of what? What is at issue here is the laws and the foundation of this country and how it's supposed to be run. The blueprint. It's called the Constitution, folks. And how many times have we seen that egregiously attacked in this country? Well, they come up now with a political thing. Using blacks in this country. Once again, the blacks are being used, and they don't have enough knowledge between their ears to discover that they're being fooled again. And to incite anger, white people. Oh, well, if you make any statements, you make any statements whatsoever that you're some kind of a racist. Oh, please. Look, does anybody recognize a lot of white people voted for Obama to get rid of their white guilt? How'd that work out for you? And we were to have a 1-2 knockout punch 8 years of Barack Obama and then Hillary as president of the United States. That would have been the knockout punch. But it didn't happen. Yeah, we're still in the corner covering up, trying to make it through to the bell so we can stand up and fight again. This country is on its heels. And what everybody is avoiding talking about is the very core of the New World Order crowd, the very blueprint for their One World Order. Folks, I said it years ago, and you remember me saying this, that it's not whites. They're afraid of blacks moving into their neighborhoods. And that they'll keep their windows open and they'll fry chicken all day. Oh, there comes one. There goes the neighborhood. Now, what I've said about this repeatedly, it's not that people dislike your skin color. They dislike your politics. And that's been aided and abetted by the people in control of disbursement of monies to maintain this ongoing victim classification. And things have been getting progressively worse. Now, a couple of months ago, when I aired a thing on this program in its entirety, Donald Trump is such a racist. He brought the black leaders of the major churches, black churches in this country. And we weren't talking about them 200-300. No. We're talking thousands and tens of thousands of people that would attend these black people's churches. And Donald Trump did something that, well, most people missed, and the news media did not report on it. They lifted the IRS-imposed gag on preachers preaching from the pulpit, not only about Jesus in the Bible, but as a good shepherd to the flock, telling them the truth of what the hell's really going on. It was a move to liberate the politics, to put an end of this cycle of violence and death and drugs and one-family households. Usually mom can't control the kids, going into schools that cannot teach these kids, and that's if they show up. Trying to keep them out of gangs in the neighborhoods, trying to change the culture, and it's been fought every step of the way by maintaining the status quo. And these black preachers recognized it, and they wanted to speak about it. And they are speaking about it. Alan in Nevada. Hello, Alan.
Hello, John.
Yes, sir.
You know, I am sick and tired of all of the bad mouth of Adolf Hitler. As far as I'm concerned, he did what he needed to do to keep the communists from taking over Germany, and I would say, consequently, the rest of Europe. Because if they could have taken over Germany, I think they could have kept right on moving.
Well, and here's the funny thing about this, Alan. I have asked people. Now, it's a dangerous move. It's kind of like pushing that boulder up the mountain. Make one misstep, and that boulder's going to roll over you and squash you. And it's a dangerous thing to say to people that, you know what? After all these years of propaganda by the Zionist-controlled press and media in this country, and we still have the referral back to Adolf Hitler. I mean, how many years has it been? 70 years or more? You know, that's the cash cow that they keep tapping into. The Holocaust. Many people have challenged that and proven that to be incorrect. But it's still not a healthy thing to talk about, because the minute you flap your trap about, wait a minute, Hitler had to do what he had to do in order to save Germany. Well, my friend, you're already an anti-Semite, aren't you? You're already a Jew hater, aren't you? And this, I have asked people, have you watched the video? Have you watched the video, Adolf Hitler, the greatest story never told?
Yes.
And in that was revealed stuff that I never even came close to knowing about Germany during World War II and leading up to that war, and what happened subsequently after that war. I mean, it's just, Alan, it's a dangerous thing to start telling the truth in an environment such as this, but tell the truth we must.
Yes, John, and I think that all I see going around are all symptoms of a disease. And that disease, I would say, is Talmudic Judaism. And the germ that carries it is the Jew. And that's where I stand on that.
Yeah. Well, see, and again, I will say that this is... This is contrary to the accepted talking points. You know, could you imagine if somebody on a news media, publicly syndicated, would start talking about Adolf Hitler in terms that aren't glowing, but start to reveal facts, as I said, leading up to the Second World War, Germany during the war, the Weimar Republic that laid waste to that country. And if you were to tell that listening audience that, you know, Hitler told the bankers, he said, I want you out of here, take your stuff and leave. He was more responsible with sending more Jews over to Israel before it officially became a state than anything else. We've got a break. We'll be back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Jeff Sessions, where the hell did this man come from? Yeah, senator out of Alabama gives up the senatorship to, well, to go run the attorney general's office. Well, A.G. Sessions is a swamp rat who slyly presented himself as a patriot and a friend of Trump, but is really a globalist. Hindsight has shown the nation conclusively that Sessions was a total setup from the very beginning. Never really made any sense that the very conservative U.S. senator from Alabama would climb on board the Trump train, especially so early in the campaign season. In point of fact, Sessions' early support of Trump was completely at odds with his political persona and his little mousy approach to life in the Senate. Now, clearly, something was amiss in the relationship struck between candidate Trump and Senator Sessions. And it's quite likely that the other agents of the deep state were feeding Trump hogwash about Sessions and the loyalty all the while. Now, stealthily gaining Trump's trust in this deceitful way surely compelled the president to appoint Sessions attorney general, the single biggest mistake, I should say, of his term. What is now readily apparent is that Sessions was deliberately sent into the Trump campaign as a Trojan horse by the Bush crime syndicate. And that's the Bush Clinton crime syndicate. Let's not leave them out. These two people were joined at the hip and supposed to be in opposing parties, remember? Sessions has been a willing lackey for the Bush political dynasty for decades and never missed an opportunity to support their many misguided wars and liberty-destroying legislation. One huge red flag about Senator Sessions is he never saw a war he didn't support. Deep South senators are almost always beholden to the military-industrial complex, and Sessions is no different. The Southern Good Old Boy Network is literally knit together with their mutual allegiance to the armaments industry as well as to many military bases south of the Mason-Dixon line. Then there's the big oil money that's always helped fuel Sessions' various campaigns for political office. This is where the Bush and Sessions trajectories frequently intersected. Neither ever saw an oil company they didn't fully support or campaign donations from the same industry they didn't accept. In the Deep South politics, oil is even thicker than blood, much thicker. All of the Gulf Coast states have a strong commitment to the big oil agenda, and Sessions, Alabama, is no different. This is what his relationship with President George W. Bush really gelled around. If war is necessary to advance the big oil agenda, then why not have another one in the Middle East, regardless of ridiculously false justifications? Not only is Sessions in league with the Bush crime syndicate, he's also a senior executive service member since at least 1988. And if you're looking for any proof, look who's on the SES payroll, Mr. SES himself. Even his name gives him away. Now, once any government official or political appointee is selected by the SES, the pay grade itself jumps significantly, as does the overall benefit package. Once these golden handcuffs are put on an upwardly mobile politico, then there's virtually no taking them off. Sessions is a perfect example of how an apparently down-home good old boy is really a deep state operative by his own choice, and whoever suspected it before the 2016 election. Certainly not Donald Trump. Candidate Trump was somehow smitten by the ever-disarming and folksy fake Mr. Sessions. Very few other conservative Republican stalwarts supported Trump at the time, so it was easy for him to be conned by the Mr. Jeff Sessions. This is precisely why Sessions was chosen in the first place by his deep state masters. Nobody ever suspected him to be such a deceptive Trojan horse and a shameless betrayer. As it turns out, this guy is really good, actually better at playing the Benedict Arnold than the original. Not only was the unabashed Sessions comfortable in his role of taking down a sitting president, he seems to be much more cunning and resolute than anyone would have imagined. Hence the $64,000 question is, where is the abiding and incongruent audacity to betray the president really coming from? Remember me, folks, telling you that these are the actors. These are the sock puppets. But the agenda is coming from deep, deep behind them. And the only thing you're looking at is the actors. Now, there can only be one of two answers to this critical question. Either Sessions is being bribed or blackmailed, or both. He would have to be compensated handsomely to be willing to be painted as such a vile villain, so it's unlikely that this alone would compel him. Therefore, it's quite likely that he's being coerced via blackmail for either a criminal act or acts hidden in his personal or professional history, or perhaps Sessions is being framed for a pedogate type of transgression, or maybe even worse. Now, nothing else really makes sense as to why Jeff Sessions would willingly incur the wrath of the vast majority of the people in the country. More on this when we get back. A lot of people have been talking about the appointees of Donald Trump. The neophyte that never played politics shows up and, well, there's recommendations that are made and appointments that are made.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Sessions' betrayal is really Mueller's secret mission. Now, nothing else really makes sense as to why Jeff Sessions would willingly incur the wrath of the vast majority of people in this country. After all, people on the left side of the aisle detest him because of his many unpopular initiatives taken as Attorney General. But the right really hates him with a passion for the profound harm he has inflicted on Trump. As well as the office of the president. Truly, Sessions will go down in history as a man so despised by his core constituency that he'll have nowhere to live in the USA. Even Benedict Arnold had to find a safe haven in England. What has Trump to do with this traitorous AG? The U.S. Attorney General is the most powerful position in the federal government. Not only can the AG take down a president, he can take down any head of state on the planet that can issue such scathing indictments that whole nations can be brought to a standstill. Now, while this only happens very infrequently, it can and does occur. So the mere threat of the AG's projection of prosecutor powers is quite scary to everybody. Now, Trump made a huge error when he didn't fire Sessions. upon his first act of flagrant, I'll get it out, disloyalty, and failure to go after the Clinton crime family. That DOJ endeavor alone would have precluded so much mischief from Mueller's hit squad. Remember what I said? The best defense is a good offense. Trump made the same mistake with allowing James Comey to stay as the FBI director. However, in both cases, Trump's lapse in judgment created extraordinary opportunities for the deep state to expose itself. Now, it really does appear that Donald's trademark Trumpian courage was again rewarded by so many agents of the deep state getting caught with their own pants down. And they're still down for all of us to see. Now, while the globalist coup plotters, intel insurrectionists, and purveyors of treason only gets longer by the week, there's a great risk with Trump's current strategy. The closer we get to midterms, the more his tactics for disposing of the seditious Sessions will come under more scrutiny. At the end of the day, maybe even today, Trump needs to fire Sessions to set an example for all to see. This defining act of his presidency ought to be taken before the election, not after. Because if things go wrong for the Republicans on Election Day, the left will be demanding Trump's head by way of impeachment. And the extreme left-wingers or ultra-liberals will be calling for his head, and no less just as we have since Trump was elected. That's how serious the situation is, and yet very few are talking about it. And this ever-worsening state of affairs will only evolve in a manner that will leave Trump with less and less wiggle room. There are also many other plots and schemes being hatched against POTUS every day between now and November 6th. Any one of these could throw him into a curveball that, well, clocks him in just the wrong way. After all, George Soros himself put up $18 billion of his own money to finish Trump off once and for all. Now, there's no question that Trump's survival instincts have served him extremely well up until now. However, with a full-scale war being waged by the DOJ, the FBI, the CIA, with the blessing of his own AG, things are about to get very dicey. If the subversion of Jeff Sessions will perpetrate what he already has in broad daylight, what's he doing behind the scenes? Now, truly, Sessions has proven himself to be a proverbial wolf in sheep's clothing. Hence, Sessions cannot be fired soon enough. But, you know, politically, I'm sure his advisors are telling him, well, you know, Donald, Mr. President, if you fire Jeff Sessions before the midterm elections, it's only going to add fuel to the fire that you have something to hide. They've spent 2 years trying to dig up something on Trump, and they haven't come up with anything. Certainly nothing worth impeachment of a sitting president. But that hasn't stopped them. And for anybody that looked at this situation, the FBI, Strzok, Brennan, CIA, I mean, to call it political favoritism would be a misnomer, at the very least. And at the very worst, it's collusion, corruption at the highest levels. You want to talk about vote rigging, or election rigging, better put. All you have to do is take a look at the aforementioned. Once Session is fired, Deputy AG Rod Rosenstein can be terminated from government service as well. Then Special Counsel Robert Mueller can be expeditiously relieved of his scandalous duties as the prelude to the termination of the special counsel investigation of 2017. The longer any of these corrupt characters is permitted in the building, the greater the constitutional crisis will be. And the nation has already reached a breaking point a number of times during the Trump presidency. Now, it's of paramount importance to acknowledge that there are multiple conspiracies. Yes, did I use that word? Yes, conspiracies unfolding simultaneously throughout the 50 states between now and Election Day. The CIA's mockingbird media has already warned the American people that violent attacks are expected against the mainstream media. They've also put out that Trump will be held responsible for any violence against journalists and or mainstream media property In view of this increasing yet entirely true presidential proclamation, the mainstream media is the enemy of the people. Why do you think I got into what I've been doing here, folks, at this network for 15 years? For that exact reason, the mainstream media is the enemy of the people. Took a guy running for president to put that on the lips of most Americans, the lying media, the fake news, and then to watch that be flipped around as an excuse to get rid of any conservative voices on social platforms? Really? Really? This is what a coup looks like. This is what political coups look like. This is what a political right before your very eyes in this country, folks. When the banter and the little shuttlecock flying back and forth over the net, the right, left, that gets a little old and tired, well, step up the game. Lastly, we're the average citizen to understand just how tenuous Trump's hold on power really is, as well as how much the New World Order globalist cabal wants to frog march him out of the White House. Many would understand that. Something wicked this way comes between now and Election Day. Bottom line, swamp rat Jeff Sessions must be replaced post-haste by no-nonsense prosecutor who will work for the American people. The Republic is in dire need of an attorney general who will really drain the swamp inside the Beltway. Kevin in West Virginia. Hello, Kevin.
Hello, John. Can we stop this civil war?
Can we stop it?
Yeah.
Yeah, we could if we had an honest media.
That's what I was afraid of.
Mm-hmm. If they start telling the truth and they start doing stories on George Soros and the billions that he's spent, if they start digging into this stuff with the anti-fascist, or what they have shortened it, Antifa, which they, and their dealings and who they're supported by for this political and what I consider to be a communist takeover in this country. I mean, we've already had a taste of it. You know, I don't think there's a better example than Senator Elizabeth Warren or sitting Senator Bernie Sanders, a sitting senator in Washington, D.C., that has made no bones about socialism. I mean, the political coup is here, but they're going to push it over the edge, or they're going to try. What I think, Kevin, is really going on here is I think they want a civil war in this country of a different type. And then they can blame this on Trump. It's been drilled into people's heads. He's a fascist. He's a crotch grabber. He really hates blacks. And on the narrative goes. So if stuff happens in the street along with a compliant media, I think they're going to try to use that for impeachment against Trump.
I think you're right, and I also think they're going for broke. To me, the tea leaves are saying that this deep state, this crazy deep state, is going for broke. I mean, we can't even get people, and that's in the Senate and in the House, who's like with Ted Heath with the whole pedophilia thing. We can't even get people to look at this and be like, this is wrong, you know. I didn't want to call in and talk about Jeff Sessions, but I mean, this guy, this dude, he's crazy. I mean, he could burn the Constitution on TV, and I don't think there would even be type of an outrage.
Well,
only from people in the liberty movement.
Yeah, and isn't it fascinating? And Kevin, don't you think the message has been sent? Because if it's ABC, NBC, CBS, MSNBC, or the vaunted conservative network Fox News, how many times, and I seriously wish, Kevin, I had a dollar, just in the last 6 months, how the term calling this country and its form of government a democracy, that's the biggest slap in the face to the American people that I think can possibly be done.
Yeah, I had a judge tell me that the other day. I had to go to a court for something. And, you know, in this democracy that we live in, and I wanted to look, and I was like, no, Your Honor, this is a constitutional republic with limited democracy. I mean, I wanted to, but I was afraid I would have gotten more trouble if I would have said that.
Well, and you, not just shows how well the propaganda is working. You know, and it's going to come a time that people are going to be judged on what they say. And I'm telling you, Kevin,
it's here.
This is, and I haven't been able to relay this quite the way I wanted to people, but I have been on edge for quite some time, because what do political coups look like, and why are they successful in countries that this is perpetrated in? Because it generally works, and the people don't wake up to it until the coup has taken place. We're seeing it in America right now, in process.
You feel it, too. You feel it. You named it, you said it a little bit ago, something wicked this way comes.
Yep.
And it's, my spidey senses are going absolutely crazy. Like, I feel something's on the horizon, something bad, something very bad, and I don't know what it is. But, I mean, I just don't think the mass of people even care. They're too dumbed down, and I hate to use that term.
Well, they don't, and I've said it before, Kevin, they don't know enough to care.
Yeah.
And why is that? Because we have
distracted,
but we have a media that has not told them that we're in trouble and this is the reason why. It would be that simple. Just as I made the statement about the national talk show host, the Mark Levins or the Rush Limbaughs or the Sean Hannity, if they really took one day of their programming to tell the people the scam about the Federal Reserve System, that could be changed in short order, once people realize that, wait a minute, it's something that everybody deals with every single day of their life. There's no escaping it. This is the fiat currency that's been injected into our economy, and we're supposed to be able to outlive a debt-based currency. That their objective is to create more debt that you can never pay back, because what's the instrument that they've given you? It's a debt receipt. Hello?
I mean, I wonder, you know, I wonder on the dollar bill, it says, in God we trust. I wonder if G-O-D doesn't stand for gold, oil, and drugs.
I don't
really wonder that.
Well, you know, I wonder where America's mind is at. And this is the fruition of many, many years of removing education from the public venues, including the public schools themselves. I played that clip yesterday after a young high school student, a female, watch the movie Revelation, and said what they're teaching her in school and what they're not teaching her. And you're seeing the direct result. So how easy is it to take a dumbed-down population, pull the wool over their eyes, and to have a coup d'etat, and they don't even see it happening? They don't even recognize it for what it is.
It's very easy. I mean, I'll give it to them. They planned this one out. They did. Not hard.
Long-term.
You know.
Brother, this has been a long-term project, and it's starting to pay off for him.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, I go to college out at Hagerstown Community College. We ain't even allowed to wear an American flag on campus. Crazy.
Yeah, it is.
Here in America, you can't even wear an American flag. And I didn't even know I had one on. You know, they're like, you're wearing an American flag. That's offensive. And, you know, of course, I can't see, and I'm like, I didn't know I had it on there. That's kind of the trick I tried to pull, that I didn't know. They made me turn my shirt inside out.
Wow. Jeez. Yeah. Gosh almighty. All right. Well, Kev, I appreciate your call. Thank you.
You have a great day, sir.
Okay, you too. Yeah. What was that biblical thing? My people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge? No truer words were ever spoken. Al in West Virginia. Hello, Al.
Hey, John. I just want to make it quick. This is a little bit of biblical. If you remember right, that when God throwed Lucifer out of heaven because he thought he was more powerful than God, he said, okay, so I'll let you go down there and play around on the earth. And I'm just kind of sub-phrasing here, but he said, but you can't take a soul. You have to win it over. They have to volunteer. So one thing I've always noticed, they have to always project a telescope to what their plan is. In other words, it might be in the newspaper, it might be on the news, it might be in a movie or whatever. So people start looking at what's going on that direction.
It's usually
what's coming.
It's usually spelled out in the legal papers. Yeah. No, I get what you're saying.
Well, it's spelled out a lot of different ways, but anyhow, I just wanted to remind people that's what just don't volunteer. You know what I mean? Don't volunteer your soul, and everything else might maybe we'll have to get a better hold on things. In other words.
Well, many argue that Christianity has died to the point in this country that even the good people that proclaim to be God's people have been asleep. Well,
I don't know about Christianity. I just know about believing in what's there. You know?
I gotcha. Hey, Al, got break. Thanks for the call.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and goodbye. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
You know, the vaccine industry, the pharma cartels, and how they control the Centers for Disease Control and, you know, little agencies such as that, so they can keep pumping this stuff out and poisoning people. Zostavax, a popular shingles vaccine, is kind of saying it's in a little hot water. The inoculation has been tied to numerous cases of vaccine injury and even shingles itself. Merck, the company that makes Zostavax, is now facing multiple lawsuits from patients and families harmed by their product. At least 80 deaths tied to the Zostavax vaccine have been reported to the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, along with over 100,000 reports of other adverse side effects. As Dr. Robert Scott Bell of the Robert Scott Bell Show explains, the vaccine is failing because it's not facilitating natural antibody production. Bell notes that in the past, he warned of the potential for the shingles vaccine to ultimately cause more than an illness it's supposedly designed to prevent. Shingles vaccine is causing disease and other ailments. Now remember how they're selling this on TV. If you had chickenpox, you're predisposed to get shingles. Yeah. Bell contends, I think on some levels, it's by design. Vaccine, Bell posits, vaccines rather, that he says are one of the many medical weapons he calls disease creation machinery. He adds that this disease creation ultimately translates to a lifelong dependence on pharmaceutical intervention. Bell also argues further that antibodies alone aren't necessarily enough to protect against diseases. While they do obviously help in certain situations, a healthy, functional immune system relies on much more than just antibodies. And a weakened immune system will not function even with an abundance of antibodies. It doesn't work too well. Now, perhaps that's why the shingles vaccine has been so disastrous. As DrugWatch.com reports, 18 people have already filed a lawsuit against Merck. The filing claims that Zostavax caused multiple people to develop the shingles. Now, Merck knew or should have known that this product caused viral infection and was therefore not safe, according to the allegations made by the lawsuits. The power of the elements, Discover colloidal silver mouthwash, okay? There are other things that you can take, folks, and you don't need to take Zostavax because they're scaring the crap out of you that you're going to get shingles. Now, hospitalizations were necessary, and some patients developed chronic nerve pain called postherpetic neuralgia. Jane Boda filed one of the earliest lawsuits in May of this year. She suffered nerve damage as well as the results of shingles caused by the vaccine itself. She said a risk that was not made known to her. Now, Boda is not the only person to suffer with postherpetic nerve pain. Some patients also reportedly developed acute retinal necrosis, a severe condition affecting the eye which can lead to blindness. DrugWatch.com reports that studies indicated that ARN as a side effect of Zostavax. One woman reportedly suffered injury to her right eye as a result. Now, according to data from VAERS, at least 80 deaths are related to Merck's vaccines. And they're... Folks, 6 months from now, you're going to see some lawyer organization running commercials for a lawsuit against Merck for people using Zostavax. Just watch. Amazing. Making people sick under the guise of preventing just such an occurrence. That's lower than low, folks. All right. I don't know if I'm going to have an in-studio guest tomorrow, but we'll see. I've been told that I am going to, but I've yet to make contact, so we'll play it by ear for tomorrow's show. Thank you for being here today. Support the network, folks, please.
Lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure. The enforcement enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.